So what do we got today, Al?
The Rex Barley account, sir. Oh, praise God, I do love Rex Barley. A lot of money for a little bit of work. Not to mention the old man is just the king. One take every time. He's great. Oh, wait, Rick. You didn't hear?
Hear what?
Rex Barley the Fifth died, man. His son, Rex the Sixth, took over the company. He's doing the commercial spots from now on. Oh, that sucks, man. But then again, the new dude is a Rex Barley. Probably didn't fall from the far from the tree, right? 30 minutes later.
All right, Mr. Barley, you know how this works. Music comes up, jingle comes in, then you're on. Like the slogan suggests, just relax and tell us a story about your favorite memories growing up on Rex Barley Flapjacks, all right?
Sounds easy enough.
Oh, it's a piece of cake. And may I say, your dad was so good at this. All right, here we go. And action.
Rex Barley, just like your favorite days.
Rex Barley Flapjacks. Yeah, they remind me of my favorite days, all right. Days of skipping rocks down at Mudwater Creek with Purdy Sally Johnson. Or playing stickball till dark with Dale Tompkins, my best friend. Of course, Rex Barley Flapjacks also remind me of some of my worsen days. Like when me and Sally and Dale were all growed up, and she took my school pen to wear. But damn if I didn't catch that heart-stabbing whore riding my best friend Dale in old Tucker's barn like the dirty-ass tramp she was.
Rex Barley tastes just like your favorite days.
Rex Barley Flapjacks, a family breakfast tradition since 1848.
Wow. Rex, Mr. Barley, sir, I know this is your first time doing this, but the point of the commercial, your commercial, is to make the consumer yearn for the good old days, not to trudge up painful experiences.
Okay, I can do that.
Cool. Why don't we start again, then, from the top? Here we go. All right, and action.
Rex Barley tastes just like your favorite days.
Being a sixth-generation Rex Barley, you best believe I've started a fair share of my favorite days with great-great-grandpappy's flapjack recipe. Yes, sir, I'll never forget the day my father, in a drunken stupor, learned his eldest son was allergic to the contents of the batter and got so angry with his, quote, misfit of a seed, he tied my hands to my chair and force-fed me flapjacks until the lining of my small intestine ripped. My head swelled like a basketball, and I nearly died that day. It was the day my mother tried leaving Daddy if he didn't stop the drinking. And that's when he bloodied her mouth.
Rex Barley tastes just like your favorite days.
Rex Barley Flapjacks, a family breakfast tradition since 1848.
Cut. Mr. Barley, the way this thing works is that you recall a pleasant story from your past. Now, I worked with your father for years, and he never wanted a script. In fact, he refused them, but I can surely write something up for you if you'd like. What I can't do is give your marketing firm the commercial you've cut thus far. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, fully. Thank you. This will be no problem at all.
Okay. Well, let's try this again, then, shall we? And Rex Barley Flapjack, spot take three. Action!
Rex Barley tastes just like your favorite days.
Mm-mm. I believe I still smell the griddle. I can even still see the butter melting down the stack. Yep, great-great-grandpappy's flapjacks are all the Barleys had for breakfast in those days. It takes me back, all right, to some of my favorite days. Take the time my Uncle Gus took me fishing every Wednesday. Of how he'd always tell me how good I smelt, then would ask to do my hair. I remember it like it were yesterday, when we played tea party in our long johns, not to mention his personal favorite game, the big boy secret.
Rex Barley tastes just like your favorite days.
Rex Barley's family breakfast tradition since 1848.
That's great, Rex. Could you hold on just a second?
Are you kidding me with this guy, Al? I cannot use him for this. You have to, Rick. It's not only in the contract, it's in the guy's will, for God's sake. He's the owner, CEO, and spokesman for Rex Barley Flapjacks. Bottom line, there's no getting around it. You just got to make the best of it, man. Well, son of a...
All right, Rex, let's try it. Let's try it again from the top.
Same story?
No, God, no. Let's do a variety of stories, and then we'll pick the best one. Try not to be so creepy this time. And here we go. Rex Barley, take 4, and action.
Rex Barley tastes just like your favorite dish.
I'm Rex Barley, 6th-generation owner of Rex Barley Flapjacks. I didn't know Rex Barley, his son Rex Barley II, or even his grandson, Rex Barley III. But I do know Rex Barley IV. And let me tell you, what a racist. I remember one of my favorite days as a child eating Grandpappy's flapjacks beneath the tall pear tree at Grover's Corner with my friend Sam. Boy, you should have seen Great Grandpappy blow his stack when he saw me being friendly-like with someone of color. And let me tell you, the apples didn't fall far from the tree. To this day, I can't stand the sight of Swedes.
Rex Barley tastes just like your favorite days.
Rex Barley Flapjacks, a family tradition since 1848.
Cut. Hold on. Mr. Barley, with all due respect, I cannot use this. You have to tell me a heartwarming story or else. Surely somewhere in that troubled, twisted mind of yours, you have a heartwarming story. If not, I'm going to have to bail out of this. I'm sorry.
Okay. Hear you loud and clear, son.
Well, good. Here we go, then. Rex Barley, take 5. Action.
Rex Barley tastes just like your favorite days.
I'm Rex Barley of Rex Barley Flapjacks. Does the sound of pancake batter sizzling on the griddle remind you of a simpler time? Well, not me. No, it haunts me to my core, taking me back to an extremely dark period of my childhood when I got so confused I killed a peasant boy for sassing me and then shipped his head in a plastic-lined box to my a-hole father, whose syrup-stained fingers I still smell in my sleep. And if he weren't dead, I'd kill the son of a bitch again.
Rex Barley tastes just like your favorite days.
Rex Barley, family tradition since 1848.
Works for me. That's a wrap, people.